Are you stressed out and need to relax? Try listening to ASMR. Let's say you have a really bad day. Going to first period, you dropped your papers and they got trampled on, so you didn't have your homework. To make matters worse, you realize that you didn't have your lunch. Or how about your outfit today? How are you feeling in it? But the bigger question, how do the other students make you feel? Hi, I'm Jordan Mortsfield, and I'm an ASMR expert. You may have already heard of it before, perhaps on social media or your own experience. Today, I'm going to be telling you about ASMR. ASMR means autonomous sensory meridian response, a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down by the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific general stimulus, often a particular sound. ASMR can be triggered by different things, such as whispering, paper tearing, slime poking, eating, crunching, scratching, and tapping. What is it specifically about tapping or whispering that triggers the tingles? ASMR can trigger your brain to focus on sounds and can relax the nerves in your body. It can also relax when you're going to bed. Sleep.org states the feeling of relaxation before bedtime, which can help you overcome insomnia. The audio-video segments are long, in fact, some last up to an hour. They are lengthy, so you can keep watching or listening to them till you drift off. According to Global News, a study was made by Swansea University in the UK. Studies found 80% of people who participated said it affected them in a positive mood, while the 69% said it erased their moderate to severe depression. But experts are saying it's a treatment for anxiety and depression. Global News interviewed a professor saying ASMR is definitely not the secret of treating depression and anxiety, says Stephen Smith, a professor of psychology at the University of Winnipeg, who has studied the neural connections to ASMR people. It could help some people as a supplement of sorts to real treatment, but it should not be used instead of consulting a trained professional. Have you ever been scrolling through Instagram and came across a video of slime poking or bubble popping, the crunching sound? Well, what was your opinion on it? Did you like it or not? Some people watch videos like slime poking, making slime videos, soap cutting. These are things that people find to be satisfying. Maybe they enjoy the sound or just watching it. There is a difference between watching it and listening to it. Watching something satisfying can also help with anxiety or stress. They both do the same thing, but one is listening and one is watching.
We would kindly like to welcome Mr. Brilla. Are you familiar with ASMR?
I heard students talk about it, and I've seen a couple videos. And I know kids joke about like making them in my room sometimes, but I am not anywhere near an expert on ASMR.
Do you think ASMR is chilling and makes you calm?
For me personally, like I do. I like, I have other things I listen to as well, but that repetitive nature, and I do think it's kind of something about that ambient noise, the background noise, definitely soothes my soul, absolutely.
I would kindly like to introduce our best friend, Penny Ott. What is your opinion on ASMR?
I think ASMR is interesting and a little weird, but for people with anxiety and stress, it can be really useful.
Do you think ASMR is chilling, makes you calm?
I think that some ASMR can be calming, but other ASMR can be weird. Like, eating ASMR is not calming to me. It's just gross and unsatisfying.
ASMR has changed over the years, from whispering to eating food in a microphone. Thank you, Mr. Brilla and Penny Ott, for your time for this interview, and thank you guys so much for taking time out to listen to this podcast.